League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Maybe you don't really want to know how your garden grows, 'cause I just want to fly. Lately, did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Maybe I just want to fly, want to live, don't want to die. So I've got two kids, and it's a scary thought having a third. In my experience, three kids is one too many. I mean, it's three too many, really, isn't it? Of course not. Kids are beautiful, but one too many, that's a problem, isn't it? I've seen it in several of my friends. It's usually going from two to three, isn't it? Because, you know, don't get me wrong, kids are wonderful, they're amazing. The love you have for your kids and that you receive back from them, there's nothing else like it. And there's nothing else that's important. But I've seen it several times. That tricks you, doesn't it, into thinking more of a good thing is good for you. And of course, we know that too much of anything is bad for you. That's what too much means. And too many kids is terrible for you. My stepdad had five kids, five sons. They kept looking for a daughter. Fucking hell. So each new kid was a joy and in equal measure a crushing disappointment. And obviously once the fifth kid is out, you just think, fuck it. Have you only got male sperm in your nuts? I hate men. Goodbye. And that's their story in a nutshell. And the worst is when you see people and they say, oh yeah, I've got three kids. They're 21, 19, and 2. What? I'm sorry, 21, 19, and 2. I'm sorry? And I'm sorry, 2? Oh my God, man, what's the story there? And it's very clear to me now why you look absolutely knackered. I'm so, so sorry. It's those people that go back and do it all again, isn't it? Often with a new partner, but sometimes with the same partner. That's the ultimate madness. Oh yes, my kids are 9, 7, and 1. No! You just got your lives back. 9 and 7, that's the age you can leave the kids in the house on their own. I left my kids at 9 and 7 for whatever is the legal amount of time you can leave two kids at that age. Jesus, guys, why? Why in a million years would you ever go back? I know kids are wonderful, but you are a kid as well. Don't forget, you have a life. So many parents forget that they too have a life. And one day soon, the kids will fuck off and you'll be left with nothing apart from debt. Get your lives back, enjoy your kids, but don't, whatever you do, have another one. Unless it was a mistake, of course. Oh, I see, it was a mistake, so. Well, there's always abortion. depending where you live in the world, maybe, I don't know, I think abortion at any age is obviously fine. And, you know, I think particularly when you're young, you know, you need to live when you're young. Kid is so restricting. But when you get to my age, you know, what's a baby going to really stop me doing? Going clubbing? Doing drugs? Dancing till 4 a.m.? Yes. Yes, all of these things. But what's he going to give me as well? I tell you what a kid will give me. It'll give me the chance of living forever. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live, don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we see things we'll never see. You and I, we're gonna live forever. It gives me the chance of living forever. Because that becomes something as you get older, doesn't it? I will live on. I will live on through you. My grandma lives on through me. I keep her memory alive all the time. I do films about her. And my granddad, I talk about her. I embody many of her values, generosity, kindness. And I'm sorry, grandma, I don't embody many of your other values. And sorry about that. You'll be appalled at some of this podcast, but I'm sure you'd be happy as well that you live on through me. You live forever. My kids talk about you. You live forever. And deep in our subconsciousnesses, we all want to live forever. That fight for survival. Yes, when death comes, it's okay, but if we were given the option, yes, please, I'd like to live forever. Yes, my other kids are grown up, but yes. Yes, I'm the prick that wants another one. Just virtually on the day I can leave my kids in the house for whatever is the legal amount of time I can leave two kids in the house, I want another one. I want another tiny, screaming, shitting, spitting, coughing, vomiting. Thing that will restrict every aspect of my life again. But it is yet another chance of living forever. So when your kids are 10 and 13 like mine and your girlfriend says, I might be pregnant, all these things come to your mind. And as crazy as it sounds, the answer is yes. Yes! Let's have the baby. Of course, let's preserve this life. Because this life is your life, is my life. So fucking hard, you know. These kids are annoying. And what about dancing till 4 a.m. and drugs? It's an impossible dilemma. No, it isn't. As I say, what are you living for now? What are you living for? Here's the ideal scenario. You live between your 20s. And 30, no kids, that's the ideal. These are the years you're young. You go to festivals around the world. No restrictions. 30 to 40, men and women, prime age for having kids. Great, you know, get two or three in. You get them grown up to be about 10, so now you're like, what are you, 45? Time is running out now to have kids. You have a big decision to make. Well, here's the surprising answer that I've never felt before. If you're 45, have more kids. You can keep having kids till you're 60 now. If you're 45, you still have time, realistically, for 15 more kids. If they're twins, you got time for 30 more kids. If you're 45, you still have time for 30 more kids. How brilliant is that? How old are your kids? Oh, they're 27. They're 25 and they're 15, 14, 13, 13, 12, 12, 11, 11, 10, 10, 9, 9, 8, 8, 7, 7, 6, 6, 5, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 2, and 1, 1. What the fuck were you thinking? What the fuck were you thinking? I'm gonna live forever. Forever.
That's a lot. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.